was preparing our homily this weekend, and really what stood out for me was St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. It's actually the first written part of our Bible in the New Testament when St. Paul wrote to the city of Thessalonica. And he was one of the three that were beginning that little church. It was him and Silvanus and Timothy. And what we heard today was the very beginning of his letter. And it was really cool just to think about just having the imagination of him writing a letter like that. And then also to think about how priests and pastors and bishops and their pope do talk to people in the church, brothers and sisters. So first, what St. Paul said to the people in Thessalonians: "We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love." One that I thought of was how I do that for you, to pray. I hope you know that as your pastor and your brother, I pray for you. And at the same time, it's really powerful to watch, to see of your work of faith and your labor for love. I mean, literally, I could talk for hours of all the gifts you give. So I just want to point out a few, because there are so many. I think first is for those that have children or now have grandkids. That is a mission from God and an opportunity for you to really work with faith and to show the labor of love. And literally, for mothers, you literally had laboring for love. You parents and godparents and others that care for little ones and the loved ones in your family, whatever families they are, that is an amazing, amazing gift. That's exactly one thing that we should encourage and pray for, that mission that you have. I've shared before, I don't have that mission in my life. Not in a physical world as a dad, right? That's what many of our parishioners, that's what you do. So praise God. I think another one I want to share from earlier this week, we had a Monday announcement where they opened the new playground at Green Acres. And our school went, all of our kids went, as well as our teachers, our principal, as with many people in the community, which was really cool to watch. It's fun to watch our fire chief. He was having the fire, the grill, and making the hot dogs. We had many people from Bacchus that was finding grants to work. And actually, it's the team that's for the Minnesota Super Bowl Commission that goes out every week in somewhere in Minnesota to have a gift for their community. And so we had received $50,000. And it began when we started giving coins through Bacchus and our school and church and whatnot, those, you know, pennies for the kids. So now we come out there together, and then we have our mayor, we have many commissioners, many volunteers, so that kids could play and play on the playground. And you just see them, they're exercising. It's fun to watch many of our parents that were there. And then they asked if I could bless the playground itself. Just another cool place, and not necessarily there in our whole, just our church on an island, but in our community. Very powerful to watch. And in everybody that was there, again, they were working, many of them with faith, and everybody a labor of love, whether it was their job as volunteers, as parents, and the love with each other to have a great time with each of the people in our town. I always think Ruby's Pantry. We got another place from Bacchus, our neighbors? And how many people, and I know many people here at Mass now, just volunteer there. And we receive a great gift for other places and big restaurants that can't sell their food, but it's still healthy and they still can use it. So they take a big semi-truck up here, and we have many dozens and dozens of people to help so that we can put it out on the shelf and people can use it and use it well. Another place of a time to serve with, again, a faith in love and that labor of volunteering and showing the love of labor. And think about all the different people. Again, I could talk for many, many, many hours. I mean, just think about the Mass right now. How many people are serving, playing music, lecturing, the people that start the Mass, that set everything up. Or the people that bring communion to those that are at home right now, or in a nursing home. Or those that have a lunch for a funeral. Or people that have different groups that help our church and the community. And on and on and on. That is the love. That is the working. And St. Paul moved with his little letter to go on to say, to follow endurance and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and Father, knowing, brothers and sisters, loved by God, how you were chosen. That each of you, as he was writing to the Thessalonians back then, he's saying it to you again. St. Paul is. God is. Each of you are called to do something. Each of you have a mission. To continue to ask what it is. What is it that you can offer? What can you show the love of faith and the labor of love, right? And then he said how we should continue to know of the great gifts from God to us, to be confident in strength, to have that strength from the Holy Spirit to keep going forward. So finally, I'd just like to say, as St. Paul said to the Thessalonians at his church, as again a brother and a priest with you, to work with you, to say, as he wrote, I give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering in my prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love.